This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a mutual defense pact on Wednesday, promising to help each other if attacked. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Kim spoke at a rare press conference, announcing the signing of a comprehensive strategic partnership.
Our two countries' relations have been elevated to the new higher level of an alliance.
At the start of their summit, Kim expressed unconditional support for all of Russia's policies, including a full support and firm alliance for Putin's war with Ukraine. This was Putin's first visit to North Korea in 24 years. The visit will likely reshape decades of Russia-North Korea relations at a time when both face international isolation. Seoul and Washington are watching closely and have expressed concern about the two countries' growing military ties.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The head of Lebanon's Hezbollah said on Wednesday nowhere in Israel would be safe if a full-fledged war breaks out between the two foes, and also threatened EU member Cyprus for the first time in other parts of the Mediterranean. Hezbollah has been trading fire with Israel for more than 8 months in parallel with the Gaza war. The Israeli government on Wednesday said the U.S. ambassador told it to The U.S. ambassador to Israel told that weapons and ammunition from the U.S. were in the process of being delivered to Israel, spokesman David Mentzer.
The prime minister thanked him for that news and said that he expects this to happen, and he's instructed Israeli teams to work with our American counterparts so that it will happen.
Netanyahu on Tuesday claimed the U.S. was withholding weapons and implied this was slowing Israel's offensive in the southern city of Rafah.